Welcome to Drastic Steps with Tony Harris. Find out how you can take your next drastic step, whether personally, professionally, or financially. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios. Now here's your host, Tony Harris.
Good morning and welcome to another Tony Harris Speaks, taking drastic steps in your life professionally, personally, and financially. This is Sandy Lawrence, Perceptive Marketing, and I'm filling in for Tony Harris this morning while she takes a much-needed couple of days off over this holiday weekend, and I believe she's like cruising in the Atlantic right now. So when you get back and listen to this, Tony, just know we're all jealous. We want to be cruising also. But Tony's been working really hard, and so I'm so glad as her friend and her publicist that she gets to take a few days off and go take a break with some friends. So welcome to today's show. We're going to be talking to two people today about two totally different topics. And so I can't wait to get started with our interview with Ray Arata. And then the second interview will be with Carrie Wheeler. So this is going to be different for me because one person I know really well, one person I just met. So I'm excited to talk to Ray and get to know him. We're going to talk about a topic that is amazing that we're talking about this topic because it just came to my attention earlier this week, and that's crowdfunding. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But first, I just want to say that I've been just having the best time lately with all that's going on. We have, in the city of Houston, we have more going on than you could possibly be involved with everything. And so the big challenge is to be where to be involved and how to be involved. And one of my latest adventures is that I was asked to be president of Powerful Women International this year, the Houston chapter. And I am so excited about that. I accepted a few months ago. Things got kind of twisted and people were sick. And we just had our kickoff for my term as president yesterday by having a lunch at our new location, which is the Sheraton Suite on 610 between San Felipe and Westheimer, and it's on the outside of the loop, so outside of the 610 loop. So I want to invite you to check us out, powerfulwomeninternational.com, and this is a great organization. I'm so excited to be involved with Valerie Bocage, who is the founder. Looking forward to working with her and with all the people in all the different locations. It really is an international location. It's one chapter in San Francisco where it was originated, one in Chicago, one in Houston, one in New Orleans, and one in Europe where one of the main participating members is in Paris, and she will be our speaker in June. Stay tuned for more information and the leadership training program that we are introducing to the small business community and the women's community in Houston. So that's enough about that. This is Sandy Lawrence again. Want to get right started with our first guest. So Ray Arata, welcome to the Drastic Steps radio show. We're so excited to have you, and I can't wait to find out about you and all the good things you have going on.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I want to talk about some of the things you just talked about, but you're in charge here, and so why don't we, you probably have some questions, and then I'd love to come back and have a little chat with you about your Powerful Women International group and say a little something about Houston that are germane to our conversation today.
Very good. I would love to. I'd love to tell you even more about, and I don't know, you said you live in San Francisco, so I don't know if you... Are you familiar with the organization?
No, but I should be. I should be, and by the end of this show, I will be.
Very good. Very good. So, Ray, first of all, when I talk to someone on the radio, especially someone that I'm just meeting, of course, we want to get to know you. We want Tony's listeners to find out who you are. So first, how did you meet Tony, and how did you end up being a guest on this radio show?
So there's a couple of people on my PR team. Jan Hutchins, a former broadcast journalist out of the Bay Area, television anchor, and his wife and teammate, Olga, they have been working with me to take my message, if you will, mainstream, global, et cetera. And thanks to them, they got in touch with Tony, and Tony arranged for me to be on the show. So Tony and I haven't even met yet.
Well, you're in for a treat. I hope you'll come back again when she's here. She's an awesome, awesome woman. And her Drastic Steps program, drastic to fantastic. Just a great. She's a great speaker. She is on the verge of being a superstar, and I know you're going to hear a lot more about her in the future, as it looks like we're about to hear a lot about you because of some of the things we talked about prior to the show. So, Ray, I'm looking at your website, eroticcode.com. So if anyone's listening and you want to see what Ray looks like, see about his programs and who he is, you can go to that website, aratacode.com. You can check him out. Remember, if you hear Ray say something and you'd like to ask him a question, or you just want to get to know him as well, you can call in and talk to him. The number is 347. Let me make sure I have it here. So I'm going to have to get that number while you're talking. 347. Tony Gambone, if you could send me a message to that number so I can. Okay. Oh, here it is. 347-989-1333. Dial that number. Push 1 if you'd like to ask Ray a question. So, Ray, back to you now and back to our discussion about the erotic code and what that means and how that came into being. And I'm sure there's a behind that.
You've ever heard the saying, what's in a name? I never really understood that until my PR people said, you know, each of the letters of your last name stand for a particular word, and it creates what we call a code of conduct. So the erratic code is a code of conduct. So A, and this is very relevant to the work I do around waking men up, which means to help them become aware. So there's the A for awareness. R is for responsibility. Once men and women and companies become aware of their behaviors and how they're impacting others, they need to take responsibility for making some changes to improve relationship between each other. A is for accountability, which I refer to as a success formula. Accountability I define as taking full responsibility for your words, choices, and actions and their consequences, intended or not. So in my leadership coaching, that's a biggie. T is for tenacity, meaning that if you start to play the personal development game and become aware and commit to staying awake, if you will, you're going to need tenacity because it's not a one-shot deal. You know, it's for the rest of your life. And last but not least is A for acceptance. And this one's chock full of good stuff in that when people in their, you know, usually in their early to mid-30s on up, when life gets real and relationship breakups happen, divorces happen, death happens, job loss, death and health scares happen, it really can rock people's world. And when we start looking at ourselves, the idea of accepting ourselves for who we are, our greatness, our brokenness, et cetera, is important. And a lot of the work I do, I have people look at their early influences, like, you know, mom and dad or early male and role model equivalents. And it's not about blaming anybody in your past. In fact, it's about accepting those people for who they were and how they influenced you. And if you're able to do all of this, then the person who you're in relationship today, your wife, your husband, your coworker, your friend, you're able to accept them for who they are. So this whole Eratico thing is actually pretty recent, but, you know, it's been in me for most of my life.
Well, for all of your life, basically, since that's your last name, so definitely.
Yeah.
Great. I love it when you can take your name, which I'm working on my first name, and making to an acrostic and teaching on the Sandy way and telling my love. That's so awareness, responsibility, accountability, capacity, acceptance, and that spells Ray
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, so check it out. Also, you mentioned in what you were just saying, your book, I want to make sure that everyone knows that you are the author of a book called Wake Up, Man Up, Step Up, Transforming Your Wake-Up Call into Emotional Health Happiness. Guidebook for men, personal for women. I love that. This is awesome. So how did the book come about? Do you just feel with this?
So for many years, I've been coaching men, and about 2 or 3 years ago, people kept repeatedly telling me I should write a book. And I, in the course of me deciding to, you know, go full bore with my mission, which is to provide 1 million men in crisis by 2015, the practical tools, guidance, and skills they need to prevent and resolve conflict in their home, workplace, and community, I realized that I'd have to drink an awful lot of cups of coffee and have an awful lot of meetings. And I said, you know, why not write a book and get it in the hands of men, or into the hands of women, to get it into the hands of men? Because one of the things I've learned about men is not very many of us had role models that modeled emotional awareness, emotional maturity. And so the title, Wake Up, means to become aware. Man Up means to emotionally heal and become better and deal with your stuff. And then Step Up means be authentic in your roles as husband, father, leaders, and friends. And so one day I was running, and I landed on a little rock in the middle of nowhere, and I broke my foot. And the doctor said, you can't do anything. You can't ride your bike. You can't swim. You can't run. You can't do anything. And so I had 10 weeks, and I said, you know what? Maybe this is the sign I was looking for. I'm going to write my book. And so I wrote the book, and everything is just keeps unfolding and changing in ways I never imagined. So that's the story behind writing the book, because I used to be able to say, join a men's group, hire me, or go do an experiential weekend. And there's an organization called the Mankind Project, www.mkp.org, and I happen to have done my weekend in 1999 in Houston. I'm coming back to you saying where you're from. And I did my experiential weekend there, and it changed my life. And so that set me on my path to start looking at myself. And so in the title of my book, when I talk about wake-up call, that's when a real challenging life event happens to men and women. And it kind of forces us to, you know, we can either say, all right, maybe I need to make some changes for myself. Or, you know, some guys won't do that, and they'll go further into denial, and the wake-up call gets louder. Some will drink. Some will get the new girlfriend. Some will just go into full retreat. But my hope is that with this book, I can meet men in that crisis point where there's a great opportunity to flip it out of crisis and into opportunity.
Wow. That sounds like a huge, huge breakthrough for a lot of people. And I loved how you came to Houston for this weekend and had some breakthroughs. I had a similar experience when I participated in a weekend with Landmark Education and just realized that, you know, so same kind of thing, accepting who I am and who my parents were and our generational differences and a lot of that. So just allowed me to accept things as they are and then move forward. Nobody right or wrong, just, you know, accept and move forward. So that's great. I'd love to talk to you more about that. We're going to take a break right now and let our producer, Mr. Tony Gambone of Tough Talk Radio Network, let him have a few commercials, and then we'll come right back. And then when we come back, let's go directly into your crowdfunding campaign. Right.
Great. Sounds good.
What is term life insurance? It is basically a financial protection plan for your family or business if you pass away. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases that you can make that you will personally never use, but you've got to have it to protect your family or business. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the absolute best possible rates for term life insurance policies of $500K or more. For term life insurance policies of $500K or more, call the Term Lifeline today, 1-877-665-4275, and let them know you were referred by Tough Talk Radio. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500K or more, and we also have great rates for smokers, tobacco users. So call today at 1-877-665-4275. Again, 1-877-665-4275. Or email us at termlifeline@gmail.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Big goals call for drastic steps. Are you sick and tired of being stuck and not accomplishing your goals? Tony's coaching programs will transform your personal and professional life. As a speaker, Tony engages her audiences by using real-life stories to show you that you have the power to obtain your dreams. Contact Tony at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com to invite her to speak at your next conference or business meeting. She will motivate and inspire you to step outside your comfort zone to achieve greatness today.
Thank you, and welcome back again to the Tony Harris Speaks Drastic Steps radio show, part of the Tough Talk Radio Network, and our producer, Tony Gambone, who's all things wonderful to those of us that are on the radio. And, Ray, Tony sent me a note and said you will be back on again on the Tough Talk Radio Network on his program on July 11th. So, good. We'll get to hear you again, and we'll get now a chance to plug that. So if you're listening now and you want to know more about Ray, then make sure you plan and mark your calendars for July 11th, and that's the Tony Gambone radio show. And so, Tony, if you want to send me the date and time for that, I'll go ahead and plug that today. Don't you love the Internet? I mean, I can sit here interviewing Ray, so I'm in Houston. Ray's told me he's in New York City. Tony Gambone's in another part of Houston, and we're all coming together to bring you this great radio show and this great program, all thanks to our friend Tony Harris of Tony Harris Speaks. So, Ray, welcome back to the second portion of your interview.
Thank you.
And I said we'd get into your crowdfunding, and this is amazing that when I looked at your website this morning, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just went to a huge meeting last night in Houston on crowdfunding and on some programs and people that that actually help you with crowdfunding, and the one that was there last night was Rocket Hub. So I don't know if you – do you use someone to help you with the crowdfunding, or you do it yourself, or – you said Indiegogo, though, right? What this
program? Yeah, if people type in crowd authoring errata code, like, you know, the word author, like a book author, crowd authoring errata code on Indiegogo, my platform page will come up. And so I did have some help. My team, who have a PR background, they thought it would be a great idea to bring my cause forward, to kind of get my story out there and tie it into other stories. And given that the men's work that I do ranges from, you know, leaders, inclusionary leadership, helping, you know, male and female leaders, you know, close the gender equality gap, to seeing past differences to create inclusionary cultures in company, to working with men in divorce, to men in midlife, all the way down to men in prisons, men who are ready to take full accountability for what they have done, and they're ready to, like, face their demons and understand why they did what they did. Some of my pro bono work has been going into prisons. And when I share some of the work I was doing in prisons and how, you know, men can set themselves free inside a prison when they do this kind of work, it really occurred to me that, you know, if these men, black, white, Latino, different, you know, all different ethnicities, can risk death to come together in the same room, and I've seen, you know, men hug and men heal and support each other and resolve to be better men inside a prison, then why couldn't or why wouldn't men on the outside take some risk and find some courage to be better men themselves? They said, let's point at this in your crowdfunding campaign. Let's take the angle to end violence. And so my erratic code around, hey guys, as in all men, all of this violence, whether it's, you know, that killings, rape, sex slave trade, whatever it is, we, as in a few good men, there need to be a lot more good men, and why don't we take some responsibility? And if you look to why all this stuff happens, in a general sense, men were never shown how to deal with their emotions, and they're like walking powder kegs. So, you know, the young man who killed people in Connecticut came from a divorced father and had an estranged relationship with his father. And most, if not all, of those mass killings were young men. And so this crowdfunding campaign really was an opportunity to kind of bring my cause forward, put me on the map, help people understand what I'm trying to do, affect 1 million men plus, you know, why not 10 million? But we had to start somewhere. And so it's been a learning experience to get it out there and to put a video together. And it's been a very good experience, I will tell you.
Well, that sounds great. So I do think, I mean, if I were going to contribute to a crowdfunding campaign or a crowdfunding opportunity myself, which I have in the past, Tony Gambone had a crowdfunding a year or so ago when he was going through some physical issues. And, you know, it was great finding out about all these things that you can do to help someone. And obviously yours is one that we would all want to participate in, because why not help men break through, have a breakthrough in this whole thing about their emotions and you know, the things that go on that we as women don't understand, really, the whole macho, you know, can't show emotion kind of thing. And so I think it's great. Wake up, man. Step up. What a great program. And the fact that people are using this to send to men in prison, I think, is does provide a great, you know, an opportunity for someone that wants to do something good to participate in your program. So as Ray told us, so if you're not familiar with this whole crowdfunding, which I am just becoming aware of it, and that's why as soon as I heard about it, and then the first, I mean, I knew about it basically in the background, but then yesterday went to this whole presentation on how to take your project to fruition to using crowdfunding, and then I looked at your website, and there's your campaign, but I love how you've titled it Crowd Author, and so that's a cool way to bring in the author aspect to the crowdfunding, so good job on the marketing on that.
And yeah, there's one thing that I should speak to around the crowd authoring. It was my team's idea. Why not give people a chance to send their stories in around how an emotionally mature or immature man showed up or impacted them in their life, to give the book some more color? You know, it was a good idea. Not a lot of people sent their stories in, and that's okay. But one of the things that you can use the crowdfunding platform is to try things. And so we tried some things. Some of them work, some of them don't.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. So thank you for sharing that. And again, if you're listening this morning to the Tony Harris Drastic Steps radio program, I know you're surprised not to hear her voice, but to hear mine. This is Sandy Lawrence, and I am now interviewing Ray Arata, who has, his website is erratacode.com. That's A-R-A-T-A code, C-O-D-E.com. And we heard earlier that Ray has taken his last name, A-R-A-T-A, and made an acrostic, actually. So awareness, responsibility, accountability, tenacity, and acceptance. And he's established the Erratic Code of Conduct. So his book, Wake Up, Man, Step Up. Ray, how can we get a copy of your book? Is it available on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. If you just type in Wake Up, Man, Up, Step Up, it'll come up. It's in Kindle form. It's in paperback form. And, you know, there's a chapter in the end of the book for women called Note to Women that I encourage women to buy the book as well, because it gives you great insights about what your man may be going through and what your role is and what your role isn't. And so it's an insightful chapter that I put at the back of the book specifically for that reason, so that a girlfriend or a wife can be supportive of a man who's in that place where he's needing to step up and wake up and man up, you know, so that I encourage your listeners to, especially the women, to buy the book. The thing I'll say about men is usually us guys, it takes a Volkswagen to drop on our head in terms of pain from life to get us to do something. And what I'm really trying to do is to encourage men not to wait to the last minute, you know, to consider, you know, you've got more control in your life that you think. And if you've got kids, the opportunity to break the chain of not having emotional awareness is a great opportunity to deepen your relationship with your daughters and your sons and your loved ones. So it's a real opportunity.
That's awesome. And one thing you did say, that women who want to buy the book for men, and in my experience as a publicist and working with authors, authors and speakers and speakers who want to have a book, my experience has been that most books that are purchased are bought by women. So, and even the books that are for men are usually typically bought as a gift. Or so if you have that man in your life that you would like to, and so how can you do that? We'll think about how you can do that without telling them that they're not aware or responsible, accountable about those things. We don't want to. I found out one thing from my husband is I don't tell him what he needs to be doing, otherwise he won't ever do that. So we just have to give it as a gift and say this is something that I found meant a lot to me. And so, you know, if you want to read it, we'd love to talk about it. So get the book. Check out the website, ArataCode.com. That's Ray Arata. Also go to Indiegogo and type in crowd author, and then would that bring up the book or bring up the crowdfunding if they do that?
If they go to Indiegogo, IndieGogo, that'll, and they type in crowd authoring errata code, the platform will come up. So then they can look at it, look at the perks, and make a contribution. One thing I'd like to do, Sandy, just to kind of tie things all together and come back to this powerful women international group that you belong to. One of the things I'm speaking about in my keynote topics is how we as men and women can be more inclusive and be part of what I call a gender shift. And so, you know, I have a daughter, I have a wife, I have a good relationship with my former wife, and many women's affinity groups or leadership groups are coming to the realization that we need to have men in the conversation about how they can be supported in their advancement in the workplace around equality. And so I stand for that being that kind of man, and I'm really looking to call other leaders out, if you will, so that we can close the gap on this gender inequality and go from what has historically been a win-lose to what I call a win-win. And it's all over the press. It's really starting to happen, and I'm really excited that the women that I'm talking to are open. And for the men that are listening, there's a real opportunity here for us to see the win in this and really kind of change the way things are for the kids that are coming up behind us.
And that's awesome. So thank you for bringing it back around. I was watching the time. I'm going to give us a couple minutes to get back to that. So I would love to talk to you afterwards. And we're working right now on our program for the rest of the year. So I don't know what your travel looks like, if you're going to be in the Houston area anytime, but would love to see if we can possibly have you in to speak at the Powerful Women International. I think it'd be great. But you are in San Francisco, so my suggestion to you is to either you or your marketing team get in touch with Valerie Bocage. That's Valerie, spelled VaLeriBocage. V as in boy, O-C-A-G-E. She is the founder of the organization, and she is absolutely a phenomenal woman. And she started this organization after being displaced by the Hurricane Katrina from New Orleans. So She ended up with friends in San Francisco, and there she's still there. And because of all that she went through, and realizing the power, the powerfulness that was in her when she needed it, she wants to share that message with all women everywhere and men. And we do have some men that come to our meetings and are part of our program. So get in touch with me. I'll find out. I've got your contact information on your website, and we'll see if we can set something up with Powerful Women International. And thank you again, Ray, for being on the show today. It's been awesome. I look forward to getting to know you afterwards. And we're going to take a break right now and then come back with the second guest of the day, Carrie Wheeler. And Carrie's a friend of mine. She is in Houston, and can't wait for that interview. So, Ray, thanks again. Look forward to getting to know you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Listen to Drastic Steps with Tony Harris every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Get the courage to take drastic steps outside your comfort zone to achieve your dreams. Learn from successful entrepreneurs from around the globe. Overcome obstacles and become unstoppable. A special feature of Drastic Steps is Talk to Tony, where she will offer on-the-spot life and business coaching. The Drastic Steps with Tony Harris Show will motivate, inspire, educate, and transform your personal and professional life and move you to greatness.
Thank you. Thank you for being back with us today on the Tony Harris Speaks Drastic Steps radio show. This is your host for today, the guest host, Sandy Lawrence. And I'm so excited to be doing this for Tony. Glad she's got a chance to get away for a few days. What a great interview with Ray Arata. So looking forward to getting to know him. And just as a follow-up, he mentioned that he did a weekend program in Houston called the Mankind Project. And I looked it up. That website is mankindproject.org. So if you're interested in knowing about that program, that's your website. Now, back to the next interview, onward to the next interview, not back, we're going forward. So, Carrie Wheeler, welcome, 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 I'm so excited.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I am excited. When I woke up this morning, I said, I get to talk to Sandy today.
You're so funny. You're so funny. I love Carrie. She's we really just now started getting to know each other, even though I knew who she was, and I've known who she was for a few years. But just in the last few months, I've started spending time together. So thank you for that, Carrie. I've just really enjoyed getting to know you, and I feel like I'm just now, you're like the tip of the iceberg. I'm just now getting to know Carrie and can't wait to find out more about you, and I want to do that on this show today. So tell us and tell the people that are listening a little bit about, we'll talk about your program in a few minutes, but let's talk about who Carrie is and how you happen to be in the space that you're in today.
Oh, okay. I'll give you the condensed version. I'm from Chicago originally, and so I came here for school, graduated, and I have an insurance background, nearly 20 years insurance background, and all aspects of insurance. But there was a part of me that knew that there was more to life than what I was doing. And so there was a pull, and I didn't listen to it, so I was pushed out. And so I was part of a downsize with my company. And so at that moment, I made a choice. I said, I don't ever want this to happen to me again. And I said, I am going to do my own thing. And so I ventured out in one business, and that wasn't, you know, the right fit for me. And then I found, you know, I finally answered the call that to do what I'm doing now with working with women. And so now I work with women who struggle with their purpose in life. They know that there's more. They know that there's something more that they need to do. I also work with women who struggle with fear, either fear of success or fear of failure, and that's all wrapped up in a nice sandwich called procrastination. And so these women are stuck. And so that's what I do. I show them how to be, do, and have what they want in life.
And that's awesome. And I think you just said the magic word, only it's really not the voodoo word, maybe, and that's procrastination. And from what I've read, that is the number one reason in this country that people don't, and I don't even like to use the negative word, don't, but that keeps people from reaching their full potential. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Fear, procrastination is fear, and that's why I say it's wrapped up in a sandwich called procrastination, because if there order is the first law of anything, and once you have order, then you have movement. But the problem is a lot of people have movement before order, and then they go into confusion and chaos and anxiety, and then procrastination comes in because they don't have the clarity. So when you have clarity, clarity allows you to move forward because you know exactly what it is you're doing. And when fear steps in, it stops you. It really does. It stops you. You get completely stuck, and stuck is no fun. It is no fun being stuck. And I think all of us have experienced being stuck, but I think most women want to be more confident to move, to remove the mask and show up as their true authentic self. And a lot of women, we've been trained to have this mask on to show up as an imposter or as a representative of who we think society or who mommy and daddy wants us to be. And so over the years, this mask is on and it gets, you know, heavy and heavy and heavy and heavy. And so your light, your natural light is not showing. You're broadcasting not as high as you should because there's this mask that you've been maintaining for so many years, and it comes a time when you have to take it off. And when you're ready to take it off, now you're ready to shine, and now you're ready to show up as your true self. And everything becomes easy now because you're doing what it is you're put on earth to do, and so everything just kind of flows and goals and harmony, and it's just a completely different way of living when you're just showing up as your true authentic self.
Wow. So I know you you do work where you actually help women to unmask their authentic self. So I have a workshop coming up anytime soon?
I have a workshop coming up. I have a teleseminar coming up in June, but I have a workshop coming up in July.
Great. So make sure you let us know so we can help you get about that. And hopefully I'll be in town for that one because I wasn't here to do the one in May. So I was earlier this month. So I would love to sit on that. And so I love Carrie, and I love getting to know her, and had seen for some time her website, seen what she does, seen her. She's a Facebook friend. But it wasn't until, Carrie, I heard you speak that's Carrie. That's what she does. And so I was just blown away by what you had. It helped me to really look at Carrie Wheeler, who you are, what you do, and what your mission is, what your passion is, and that's to help women to identify their true self and to unmask and to get rid of the, and I procrastination is just figuring with procrastination around it. So I think you're absolutely right. We put off doing something because we're afraid and we have fear. Working with women, what do you think we fear most? Do we fear that we're going to succeed?
I'm sorry, Cindy, can you repeat the question?
Sure. So when you're working with women, do you find that more people fear success?
Are you there? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So do women fear success more or do they fear failure?
You know, it's an even split, and I think it all depends based on my experience with working with women. It depends on past experiences. Now what I struggle with was fear of success because I've always succeeded in anything that I've done, but then I stopped myself because, you know, there was a point where I would stop myself because I said, well, how big is this going to get? So that's a fear. That's an example of fear of success. But fear of failure is, I think, could be even more dangerous or more critical because you don't, you know, if you think you can do something or if you think you can't, then you're right. So if you don't think that you're going to succeed at something, then you are going to fail. And so the people who suffer from fear of success, they don't do anything. They're stuck more than the person that has a fear of success because they think that they're going to fail. And ultimately, they failed at things in the past. And so now they're really concerned about, you know, what people will think and, you know, what will she say or what will they say and you know. And so their subconscious mind starts to replay all the things that they have not been successful at, and so they don't do anything. They have these great ideas, wonderful ideas, which, you know, drop in. So any idea that comes to us, no matter how big or how small, it is meant to be fulfilled by that person and through that person, because the idea drops in for it to be manifest through that person. And so I come in contact with women that have incredible ideas, but they don't think that they can do them because they have a fear of failure. And so we go through a few techniques, you know, and it's all with your thinking. Everything goes back to how your mind works and this, how it, you know what I'm talking about. If there was a box and its box was called Sandy and you open up that box, there's a technique and there's something that I take them through to show them exactly how Sandy works. This is the brochure or the manual for how Sandy works. And once people understand how you work and how your mind works or the mind works, then it opens up so much because now you say, oh, this is what, now you have clarity. So when things come up, you say, oh, this is happening because of X, Y, and Z. So you're not afraid of it because you know what it is and now you know what to do to overcome that, and then you start taking the steps towards what it is you're supposed to be doing. So now your fear of failure, you're now getting the results that you're wanting and you're taking the right actions, and so now everything is going in the right direction. So then a lot of times these women, they go from fear of failure and then they flip over to fear of success because now they're going and they're moving and now they're like, oh my goodness, okay, now I'm scared. So that's. I hope I answered your question, Sandy.
You did, absolutely you did. And I think sometimes, and I thought of this as you were talking, sometimes that fear, that procrastination, that becomes our comfort zone. You know, you're just accustomed to living with fear, and whether it's fear of failure or fear of success, you just like, okay, I know I'm okay because I'm not going to move in any direction that I don't worry about failing or winning. So, I don't worry about success or failure. So, yeah, you did, and you went even further, and that was great. So I want to tell everyone who's listening now that you can find out more about Carrie Wheeler by going to her website, and I love it. Carrie has my maiden name. It's her last name. So I love being able to say your name. So Carrie's website is carriewheeler.net, and that's C-A-R-R-I-E, Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R.net. So go check it out. She is a real life coach, and so we're going to talk more about that when I come back. But the website, I love where it says the secret is in the seed. Sow into your future. And we're going to take a commercial break right now. And when we come back, Carrie, let's hear the spider story. How about it? Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay. Tony Gambone, take it away.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Everyone needs someone special, someone who is ready and willing to listen, someone who will allow you to share your own personal story. That someone is Linda Ballesteros. Power Talk with Linda Ballesteros is an extraordinary forum for empowerment, a safe, warm, and welcoming environment for heartfelt discussions. Networking strategist, motivational speaker, self-improvement advocate, and author, Linda Ballesteros is engaging and approachable. She helps others realize their self-worth and develop their true potential. Get to know and love Linda like so many others who have already experienced the positive, caring atmosphere she cultivates and encourages. She seeks to help people open the gateway to their ultimate self and explore what is possible together. Linda deeply understands the unique person that you are. Discover the energy. Discover the exuberance. Discover Power Talk with Linda Ballesteros. Find out more at powertalkwithlindaballesteros.com.
Big goals call for drastic steps. Are you sick and tired of being stuck and not accomplishing your goals? Tony's coaching programs will transform your personal and professional life. As a speaker, Tony engages her audiences by using real-life stories to show you that you have the power to obtain your dreams. Contact Tony at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com to invite her to speak at your next conference or business meeting. She will motivate and inspire you to step outside your comfort zone to achieve greatness today.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Tony Harris Speaks Drastic Steps program on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And again, thank you to our producer today, Mr. Tony Gambone, who is the founder of the Tough Talk Radio Network, and he has a number of hosts throughout the week, a lot of radio shows. So if you're interested in being a host for your own radio show, what a great, great way to market what you do by interviewing the people and the experts that are in your field, and it just works. So Tough Talk Radio Network, find Tony Gambone and check that out. If you want to be a guest on one of the shows, then you can also find him on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you have a question for our guest right now, Carrie Wheeler, you can call 347-989-1363 and ask Carrie your question. And Carrie, if we get back to you, I want to talk to you. I heard Carrie when I heard her speak for the first time a month ago, I guess it's about a month ago now. She told a story that I thought really, really depicted and helped you understand, helped me understand kind of what she does, but also understand where I've been a lot of times in my life and being stuck. So, Carrie, hold on 1 second. We have someone calling in with a question. So, Tony, let's take Bob from New York and hear his question, and then Carrie will get back to you with the spider story.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, I just kind of blog talk radio browsing here and come across your show. You had a great show going. But I do have a comment. I remember through my lifetime that I had many opportunities and and jumped at them, and some worked and some didn't. And then one day I came across an opportunity, and it came to me. Didn't even have to think about it. One thing came after the other. I didn't think positive or negative about anything, and then kind of fizzled out. And then I read a book called Thinking and Destiny, and it talked about spiritualism in it and how you actually decide what you're going to do on Earth when you come to Earth when you're born. And I really had to think about that. If you decided that you haven't experienced anything, one particular thing, then it says that no matter what you do, the outcome is not going to be changed because you already decided to change. Now, had you heard of that concept before? Go ahead. I just wanted to hear your answer.
Yes, I have. I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, and that's an excellent question. When you made the comment that you had an idea and you didn't repeat to me what you said. Okay, you said that something came to you and you weren't thinking positive or negative. That's the beautiful thing about what you did, because you weren't attached to the outcome. You were just going with the flow, and you were being real curious and real open. And so when we can open ourselves up as a vessel, when we can open ourselves as a portal, that's when things start to happen, because we're not getting in the way. We're just kind of going with the flow. It's kind of like water. I always like to use the analogy of water. Water has an even flow. It just flows. And so we need to contemplate the flow of our life. And water, it goes over, under, around, or through. There's no way of stopping it. And so that's the same thing when you are just flowing. When you're contemplating the flow of your life, you're not attached to it. You're not trying to control it. You're just going with the next step, or you're just going with the next door that opens. So you're exactly right. Doors will automatically open when we just let go and allow spirit to just lead and guide us. Does that answer your question?
Bob, did you get the answer to the question? Your question, was that what you were asking?
Yeah, what I'm trying to get at, that when I was reading that book, I couldn't believe what the author was saying, is that no matter what you plan, you already did your planning. So whatever you're planning on Earth will end up with what you decided before you were born. So if you hadn't experienced failures or trials and tribulations, you had it easier in your previous life, then whatever you're going to go through has already been decided. Now, you know, you listen to these power speakers of trying to lift your spirit and go out and do something great for yourself, and it ends up in failure, you know, you would probably think you did something wrong when you really didn't. You were actually just fulfilling your destiny. Now, do you
Absolutely.
Think that is spiritual or non-spiritual?
Oh, it's all spiritual. You're exactly right. Whenever we come up to something and it doesn't turn out the way that we think it's supposed to turn out, it's a reason. It's called predestined. All of us are predestined for what it is we're supposed to be doing. And so the author of that book, he is exactly right. We were already predetermined what we're going to do before. When we were in our mother's womb, those 0 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, and 6 to 9 months, it was already determined then what we are supposed to be doing. It's as unique as your thumbprint. Everybody has something that they are supposed to contribute to the earth, and that is why we were placed on earth. It's the universe needs to fulfill what is here as you, and it has to be accomplished by you, and no one else can accomplish it but you. The universe needs to fulfill what is as me, and no one can accomplish what needs to be done to complete the complete circle but me, as far as Sandy. Sandy is only one thing that Sandy has to complete, and as a collective group, it moves.
That's a great discussion. Bob, thank you for calling in with your question, and it just helped us to clarify a lot of what Gary does. So thank you, Bob, for your question. I hope you got the answers and would love to follow up with you. You can talk to Tony Gambone and get Carrie's website is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R.net. And follow up with her. It sounds like a great conversation to have to continue. So thank you very much, Bob, for calling in. Carrie, so that was very interesting, and it took a different twist to what we were going to talk about, but I love talking about life purpose. And I agree, totally believe that when God created us, he had a purpose for us, a reason for our existence. And how that was determined and all, I think that's a really interesting discussion. So we'll have to talk more about that, or we'll have to have you back on the show and to talk more about that. But good job. Thanks for answering Bob's question. And that's awesome that we had a caller come in from New York. So congratulations.
Thank you, Sandy.
So we've just got a couple of minutes left to talk, and I wanted everyone listening to hear the spider story, just because I think it does kind of illustrate what you do or what you help people to understand, and that all comes back to that purpose. So why don't you come back and tell us now the spider story, and that's going to kind of wrap up your part of the interview today, and then I'll close with a few comments about Tony, and we will have a great show. So let's hear the spider story.
I think you're referring to the fly, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it is a fly.
It's a fly.
Sorry. I thought about the spider's web, and so, yes, okay, got it.
Yeah, I was in San Antonio on my balcony and just sitting out and reading a book and enjoying the afternoon in the sun. And when my attention was arrested by this fly, and it was buzzing and frantically trying to survive. And so I just observed the fly. And when I looked at the fly, I said, boy, this fly is doomed. You know, it's going to actually die right there in the windowsill. And then when I thought about it, I said, you know, that is what happens to a lot of us, you know. And so I said, well, this fly, if it took a different approach, then something dramatic could happen if it just did something a little bit different. And so the door, the sliding door was open. So if the fly had only had a different approach to getting to freedom, it would not have died in the windowsill. If it would have just taken 10 seconds to get up and go a different direction, it would have gone to freedom. And so a lot of times that's what happens to us. It was trying so hard to get through the windowsill that it didn't change the approach. It just kept doing the same thing over and over. And so a lot of times we get stuck thinking, if I just try harder, if I make more phone calls, if I make more, you know, if I do more of this, if I do more of that, then I'll get there. But it's a different approach that you probably need to take in order to get around that corner to fly into freedom.
Wow. So, you know, as I'm thinking of that, I thought of so many things I could say about that and about your coaching programs and about coaches in general. But my first thought was, the fly is there, you know, right around the corner. I mean, so he's so close to getting out into freedom, and yet he's going to keep on going in the direction he's going in until he dies. So
yes.
How many times have we been in that position where we're, and as the story in Think and Grow Rich is 3 feet from gold. How many times have we come 3 feet from gold and we quit digging, or we give up, or whatever all the alternatives are for us? And I think what I want to say about that for you, Carrie, is most of the time when we're in that position, we can't see. We can't see where we need to go, and then that's when we need a coach and someone that can look at us objectively and say, you know, you're beating a dead horse, or you're trying to get through the screen and there is no opening in the screen, but the door is like just, you know, just a few inches away from you, and all you have to do is make one turn and you're gone to your success or your freedom or what you're looking for. So call Carrie Wheeler. She is the coach of helping you become unstuck. So if you relate to that, which I definitely do, if you relate to the fact that you keep doing the same thing again and again and again and get, you know, surprise, surprise, the same result, then give Carrie a call. Go check her website out, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Wheeler.net. And I think our time is up. So, Carrie, thank you for being on the show. Tony Gambone, thank you for being a wonderful producer. And thank you, Tony Harris, for giving us all this opportunity. And have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Taking Drastic Steps with Tony Harris, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.